This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, is joined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of the December 29th Raw from Manchester, New Hampshire. Final show of the year. Not a go-home show. They still have a couple weeks before the Royal Rumble, but they did set up a couple of title matches, specifically JBL as the number one contender to John Cena's World Heavyweight title. So that is your main event match besides the Rumble at the pay-per-view. Obviously, the story here is it came down to Shawn Michaels and JBL in the main event, and JBL gets the pin after Michaels teases laying down for JBL for several minutes. But what was your overall impression of the show itself, and what were your thoughts on how the main event finished to close the show?
Well, the show overall wasn't up to par with the past 3 weeks. I think the past 3 weeks have been really good. I mean, clearly thumbs up. I thought this one was just a thumb slightly up, maybe closer to thumbs in the middle. But I thought it had good moments, so, you know, I wasn't disappointed by it too much. The main event certainly added to the show. I mean, it saved it from being a clear thumbs in the middle. The last segment with JBL and Shawn Michaels was just great. I mean, the way the crowd reacted to them, I think was awesome. When they were standing there and the crowd was all up in arms screaming for HBK, and all of a sudden that clothesline out of nowhere and the crowd just went hush as soon as he hit it. I mean, that makes for great TV and it makes for great moments. And that was a really, interesting way to take things. And, I didn't think, you know, if you'd have played that out, if you'd have written that down the way that match would have ended, I don't know that I would have liked it. But the way it played out on TV, I thought it worked very well.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it, but the reacts we've gotten so far is that people don't like Michaels playing this sort of boo-hoo, you know, pouty-faced Shawn Michaels. They like the energetic Michaels, and I'm assuming eventually it's going to lead to that, where he finally breaks free after having this conflict play out with JBL for a while. But, I mean, is this sort of an okay temporary storyline for Michaels, or would you rather see him take it back up a notch and be the HBK that we're used to? Or do you think we're going to get that eventually, and this is just kind of a way to set that up again?
Well, we'll get it eventually, but I think the fans are kind of, you know, tired of that HBK. We saw that during the Jericho angle that took up most of 2008, where he had the puppy dog face, you know, for most of the time, and now we've got it again, and it's the Woe is Shawn Michaels show, and I can understand fans getting tired of it. I think there's a lot of things adding up to make fans not exactly like this angle. I think that's one of them. I think another one of them is the plot holes. When I go to work, people that I work for don't run my life. We've established that HBK has to work for JBL, but we don't exactly know what that entails. And it hasn't exactly explained why that JBL can push him around in the world of wrestling when we assume Shawn Michaels works for JBL, I mean, in some capacity that hasn't been explained yet. I mean, there's just so many storyline holes that creep up every week. You know, when this was first announced, I thought this was going to be a positive storyline, a positive angle. But it seems like every week there's more and more plot holes and more storyline holes to this. And I think that's another reason people don't like this. I mean, I think there's inevitable comparisons, like I said earlier, to the Jericho storyline. The Jericho storyline with Michaels was so rock solid. It was based, you know, not in reality, but it was a solid angle that made sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this angle, there's so many holes in it that weren't there in the Jericho Michaels storyline. I think people were so used to the tight storytelling from that feud that, you know, this one with, you know, holes you could walk through showing in this storyline, I think that might be upsetting people.
Yeah, you're right. I lost my train of thought. I was going to answer that. But, yeah, I think, you know, we need to see something like HBK actually doing work. You know, they can make it light. They could have him selling Mama Juan energy drinks in the stands. They could have him, you know, with doing some accounting in a dark room with a lamp on the ceiling. There's We don't know what he's employed doing. It's like he's an indentured servant, and yet we don't know what he's doing. What makes him, like, if he dropped JBL the super kick, what would that do? You know, is he fired?
Right.
What happens?
And maybe HBK working for JBL simply entails him being around and being available to do whatever JBL needs in the wrestling ring. I mean, but that has to be established. You know, that they have to come out and say that's what HBK is doing. That's how he's supposedly getting his, you know, life back in order or something like that with money situation. But they haven't established at all what that is about.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And that's why it's so, I would say it's confusing. It's just frustrating at times. You know, it's frustrating. But hopefully in 09 we'll get this sorted out.